I did not become someone different that I did not want to be. I'm new here. Show me around. Impossible to forget. Should have had an ego on me. Besides Texas. Oh, I'm new here. And I forget. That means big. Sitting deep like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to voice reason.
Cause you can't stop whatever. Cooney Co-op Radio. It's the Normale, 10 till 12. Stick with us. CooneyCo-opRadio.com, the website. 352-3706 in the studio. 2 hours.
I'm at peace, I've said my piece. I'm on a trip, I'm going east. But don't follow, 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 follow me. Don't follow, 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 follow me. I've been a clown, I've messed around, I've wised up, I'm getting down. But don't follow, 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 follow me.
Alright, I hope you're enjoying the music here on Cooney Cord Radio. It's Thursday night, it's 10 p.m. till 12. It's Ben, your host. 2 hours of music. That's how we normally do it. A little bit of talking, and give us a call if you like. 352-3706 in the studio, 250 in front of that. 352-3706. 352-3706. Cooney Cord Radio.
Close proximity, three of Canada's most important salmon rivers, the Skeena, the Nass, and the Stikine. In a long day, maybe two, it's possible to walk through open meadows, following the tracks of grizzly, caribou, and wolf, and drink from the very sources of three rivers that inspired so many of the great cultures of the Pacific Northwest, the Gitxsan and the Tsuwetan, the Carrier and Secondy, the Tsimshian, Haisla, Tlingit, and Tolten. Keep on for another 3 days and you get to the headwaters of the Finlay, itself the source of the Mackenzie, Canada's greatest river of all. The only other place I know in my experience where such a miracle of geography occurs is in Tibet, on the slopes of Kailash, where are born the three great rivers of the subcontinent, the Indus, the Brahmaputra, and the Ganges. Vital arteries of life that bring a way of being to over a billion people who live downstream. Revered by Hindu, Buddhist, and Jain, Kailash is considered so sacred that no one is allowed not only to climb it, no one is allowed to set foot on it. The thought of violating its flanks with industrial development would represent for all peoples of Asia an act of desecration beyond all imaginings.
All right. So, Normal, thank you very much indeed to Michael Durati, co-host of the show KCR Stories. I'm going to be on KCR Stories 2 weeks. Share the beats, Cooney Cobb Radio.
Clearing out. bit like the Esky boy. Love's like a shooting star, amazing like asteroids. Captured in Polaroids, black and white. Always get my best side, I'm praying for the best side. It's you and I, wear things like pork pies and eat things like pork pies and see things like others don't. Maybe cause you're by my side. Round and round we go, when's it gonna stop? Been paid and I ain't got a lot, but it's us against whatever, baby. Us against whatever, baby. Round and round we go, when's it gonna stop? I ain't been paid and I ain't got a lot, but it's us against whatever, baby. Us against whatever, baby. I swear.
Alright, big love going out tonight to Taylor and Ian for the previous show, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m, 2 hours of their business, of course, music. They go all across the map, of course, they're diverse, and we're playing the beats tonight. It's Tyler Ben. Tamara's dropped by, so good evening, Tamara. Nice to see you. It's Cooney Cop Radio, CGLY.net. Hope you're enjoying it, whatever you're doing, however you're listening to it. 96.5 FM Crawford Bay, 107.5 FM up in the Slocan Valley, Nelson, BC, Cooney Cop Radio. We'll be right back.
things I do, don't leave me here.
So apparently all you have to do in today's society to get along is to stay away from the words like funner and funnest. Or just ignore that. Okay, it's going to be called radio.com. And 93.5 FM in a studio. It's the normal hour, taking you 10 PM till 12, 2 hours, Thursday nights. Bumping.
Sanctions both in this world and in all worlds to come. In Canada, however, we treat the land rather differently. Against the wishes of all First Nations, The government of British Columbia has opened the sacred headwaters to industrial development. Now, these are not trivial initiatives. Imperial Metals Corporation proposes an open-pit copper and gold mine processing 30,000 tons a day on the flank of Todigan Mountain, home to one of the largest populations of stone sheep in the world. Its tailings pond, if constructed, would drain directly into the headwater lake chain of the Biscuit River, the principal affluent of the Stikine. Two other mining concerns would tear into the sacred headwater valley itself on a similar scale, with open-pit anthracite coal operations that would level entire mountains. The largest proposal is an idea by Royal Dutch Shell to extract coal bed methane gas from the very same anthracite deposit across an enormous tract of more than 4,000 square kilometers. Should this development go ahead, it would imply a network of 1,000 or more wells linked by roads and pipelines laid upon the landscape of the entire sacred headwaters. Environmental concerns totally aside, think for a moment what these proposals imply about our culture. We accept it as normal that people who have never been on the land, who have no history or connection to the country, who have never felt the pain of a cold winter or the promise of a bright spring, may legally secure the right to come in and, by the very nature of their enterprise, lead in their way to the cultural and physical landscapes utterly transformed and desecrated. What's more, in granting such mining concessions, often initially for trivial sums of money to speculators from distant cities, companies cobbled together with less history than my dog, we place no cultural or market value on the land itself. The cost of destroying a natural asset or its inherent worth, if left alone and intact, the economic calculations that support the industrialization of the wild.
boy, what's going on? Yeah, blood, seriously, you have to come down. Me and Badger are the sickest upset raid. It's going off, blood. No, come on. Oh, don't par me. Don't par me off, blood. Everyone's here. Don't be a waste man. Yeah, Jonty's here. Yeah, he just took an E and threw up all over Rollo's new poke shoes. It was disgusting. Yeah, you can see his lunch in it and everything. Yeah, Pippa's here as well. She's asking about you and she's got this well-paying sniff. Seriously. Oh, come on. God, I haven't seen you since Greece. You're on Daddy's yacht. Yes, dubstep. You love dubstep. You know, Mount Eden and shit. Blood, don't be a waste, man.
So tonight I said that I'll give a shout out to Adam. He's in New Zealand, and he said he'd be listening tonight. So anyway, I think it's the next day, Friday, probably Friday afternoon. So enjoy the weekend. It's coming quicker. All right, it's Cooney Co-op Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Till midnight with Normal. All right, and big up to Joanne and, of course, sister Erin. Shout out to them tonight. DJY.net.
enchantment of our world and the environments that we live in and the environments that we manipulate with mining and things like that.
I think that, you know, my kind of, one of my heroes growing up was the poet Gary Snyder, who you probably know. Gary always said that the only two things we're studying are biology and anthropology, the science of life and the science of humanity. And I think anthropology has a tremendous role to play. And the field has moved so far beyond the proverbial kind of, you know, white guy, like fly on the wall, emerging the exotic, observing the exotic other. All anthropology now is really about collaboration. And anthropologists come from every ethnicity imaginable, and it's all about asking this question: what kind of world are we going to live in? And the problem with anthropology, as in the case of so many social sciences, but academic disciplines, is that the demands of the academy are such that it becomes essentially a secret society where people speak in jargon that no one can understand, and in a manner that loses its relevance. I mean, the classic example of that was that in the immediate wake of 9/11.
Thank you. We're not going to stand here and speak hocus pocus, some Shazam, some abracadabra magic. Stand here and speak. Hocus pocus. Some Shazam. Some abracadabra magic.
And that entire gathering of the AAA earned a single line in the gossip section of the The lessons of anthropology are the most important lessons in the science of anthropology. After 20 years of the so-called War on Terror,
have lost communication. We have lost communication. The fuzzing, the fuzzing, the fuzzing, the fuzzing. The buzzing, the fuzzing, the buzzing. The fuzzing, the buzzing, the beats. The Normal, Cooney Cold Radio. We'll be right back.
When the sun rises, the day begins. And she may have answered, yes, and when the sun... Yes, and when the sun... Later on, man made the hourglass to tell the hours in the day from sunrise to sunset. And she may have answered, yes, and when the sun sets, the day is over. That was the first way of telling time. Later on... Time. Later on, man made the hourglass. Later on, man made the big boys and power servers to sell what you want. Later on, to tell the hours in the hours in the day. Made the hourglass. To tell the hour. Just like you see it. That's a bristling. He could watch the hourglass. Would let this man have an hourglass. Early man made an hourglass that would let his... It takes time for a handful of sand to go through the part of the glass in exactly 1 hour. When all the sand was at the bottom, he would turn the glass over and start again. That way he could watch the hours go by. But perhaps his wife said, well, that's all fine and dandy. We know the day starts with the sunrise and ends with the sunset, and we can tell an hour in the day, but what hour is it? Is it lunchtime? Or is it time to cook dinner? Or what? So then, man made the sundial.
swimming. The bar break and sweat.
Show me the relaxation. Don't run it again. Here we have Ken Morris.
We'll be right back. Wax and white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send, send, send.
Begins at 3,500 meters of elevation in the village plaza, drops 400 meters in elevation to the ruins, through the ruins to the base of the sacred Apu of Chinchero, which is known as Antequilca, and then ascends at a full run 1,000 meters to the summit spur before falling away to the sacred valley on the other side, only to climb once more to reach the grasslands of Dubai. It is a race.
Stop. Thank you.